This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Is it still storming at your house, Vin? I got a little bit of blue sky here, actually.
I don't have blue sky, but it's not as rainy as it was. I haven't gone outside yet, but it was coming down loud enough that, you know,
you could hear it over
right from my seat. I was like, yes, it's still bad.
All right, it's 7:38, and it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Follow the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page to see any videos or links we mention on air. That's the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, everyone.
It's a good one.
All right, so let me begin. Sorry, I got a few things open here. I wanted to start with this. About 1 in 10 Americans, more than 32 million people are now fully vaccinated against COVID-19.
How many?
So still a long way to go, but that's pretty good. They say that number is nowhere near high enough to suppress the spread through herd immunity, though, and that March and April are pivotal times. This is coming from the CDC director. She says that we're in a up at a point where we can either continue, stay the course, and end this nightmare, or start loosening up, ignoring safety measures, and have the whole thing, you know, bloom.
Implode, right.
So,
hey, what did you say the number was of fully vaccinated Americans?
1 in 10 Americans, 32 million people are
wow.
now fully vaccinated.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm. That's incredible. It's great.
Also happening today, the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package is expected to pass the House today, and then it will be on President Biden's desk to be signed, ending weeks of back and forth. And hopefully, you'll have some money in your account here very soon. Right? I mean, that's what
yes,
the people are
the
like,
point.
Please,
right.
I need
please,
some money.
I need to pay November's rent.
If I could have some money, please.
That's the running joke.
Right. So the thing that I didn't get to, I did this whole thing about Googling, Google trends, that are job related.
Yes. Yeah.
Google
yeah.
searches, Google trends that are job related.
Yeah.
And I highlighted and circled the term corporate goth and then didn't mention it, which is typical.
You're saying that's one of the search. What state is
Texans
for-
are
oh
interested in the corporate goth look.
What?
And they're searching that a lot. And of course, when I read the term corporate goth, I thought our Jane is the definition of corporate goth.
There's no question about it. She really is. Like, she's a grown woman still hanging onto the goth thing. And in high level meetings, like, the woman is zooming all the live long day. And everyone's like, oh my God, there's a vampire on the Zoom.
Right.
This is incredible.
But she also, as you know, mention she's in corporate meetings and goth, but she buys the good stuff. She's
oh, yes.
not, you know,
yeah.
this is not
corporate.
Like, we're
goth.
Talking really
high end.
Killer
this
boots.
Is no and, spray painted denim, you know, jacket.
Right.
We're talking,
no, she's got the knee high boots with the spikes and she had to buy those.
Yeah. Well, they were only $5,000. How could
right.
she live without them in her collection?
Right. That's one of the things I love about her is she'll post something like these boots and then shows the picture. Had to have them. And I just think, all right.
Yeah. No, I see it. They absolutely fit in your wardrobe. You know,
it
one
seems
time
to
she
me
did
like
that.
You have a lot of black boots, but okay. That
but
pair was
ones,
necessary.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She went through her whole closet. And when we were, I don't know when we did closet tours, you know, one of the days we were like, what else can we talk about besides COVID? We did our closet tours, and just one pair of black shoes after the other. Lined up.
Yep.
More black shoes, please.
Anyway, I would imagine if you look up corporate goth, there's Jane.
She has to be the poster child for that.
Okay, so that was the quick aside that I somehow planned to talk to you about and missed entirely. Moving on. A new survey asked people what foods they absolutely couldn't live without. What food could you not live without? Go.
There's no food I couldn't live without. Butter?
Butter's on the list. Butter's number two on the list.
Really? I mean, you know, and I probably could, I guess I could live without that. You know, it's living without something is a pretty bold statement, you know.
The top 10 are mac and cheese.
That's number 10.
No, that's number one. Okay. I did it again. Sorry,
you always
everyone.
Always do. That's
what I meant
I
to say is peanut butter. That's 10.
Okay.
Burgers, cheese, pasta, bacon, bread, milk, pizza, butter, and mac and cheese. These are the foods that people say they could not live without. I'm on the list here for pasta. I don't eat it every day. I don't eat it even, you know, most days. But if I've gone a week without it,
I want some pasta.
I can tell something's wrong.
Mm. Yeah, there's a lot on there I could live without for sure. Peanut butter.
I need my peanut
mac
butter.
Mac and cheese. If I never had any again, I'd be fine.
You don't, what?
It's fine. I like it. I like mac and cheese, but I do. Can I live without it? Yeah, I have lived without it.
Some people say they love these foods so much, they're willing to go through the pain that comes with eating tons of this, including something known as a food hangover.
Oh.
I have had that. Like, we ate a ton of pizza too late at night the other night.
I was going to say, the pizza is where it's at.
That
you, you always go one slice too many, and then you're just like, oh, what is this, Thanksgiving? You got to be kidding me. I can't even sleep. I'm so uncomfortable.
I just saw this post. I forget who posted it on Instagram, but they say they're talking about how some people have allergies or intolerances. You know, dairy's one that. And the post was a guy saying, I have a dairy. Whatever that is. What is that?
Lactose intolerant?
Yeah. I'm lactose intolerant, and people say to me, how do you live without cheese? And the guy goes, I don't. I suffer. I eat it, and I suffer. That's what I do. And I was laughing because I figured, well, that's what people do.
That is what people do. It's true. There's so many things. Oh, you can't eat that anymore. You want to bet? I will suffer. Now I know what's causing this problem. I'm still going for it.
Do you remember there were things that Yuzette couldn't eat? They were on this list, and they would make her so sick, and she would go. She'd
so
do
sick,
without.
She burned her side.
Yeah.
With a heating pad trying to, it was diverticulitis for whatever she had.
And yet she would go back to seeds every time.
Yep.
Even though she knew what was coming
for her. She knew what was coming for her, but she was like, I am eating these pumpkin seeds.
Right.
I'm like, seeds? I could give those up. No problem.
Yeah, seeds can get out of here. Yeah.
Diverticulitis, but Hooman called it.
Diverticulitis.
Ah. Oh, and Hooman's going to be on the show today at 9 o'clock. He's doing a movies reviews.
I'm excited to hear what he thinks. I saw both the movies, so I'll be able to listen and sort of wonder where he's coming from.
Well, you'll be able to ask the right questions, too.
A survey asked people. Actually, let me ask you.
Okay.
Sarah, are you good or evil?
That is actually a hard question. I feel like
it's
I'm
not.
Evil sometimes. Generally speaking, I'm a good person. I mean, most of my evilness is just thoughts. I have a lot of evil thoughts. But I don't act on them, so I guess that makes me good. I can tell the difference. I'm a little mix. I don't know. Sometimes, you know, I've certainly done things that I'm not proud of. That I think fall over into the evil category. I try to be a kind person, but...
Well, I don't think... I think the reality is you answer the question however you want, and you're sort of working your way around it. I would say that, yes, of course I've done things I'm not proud of. Absolutely I've done things that I wish I could take back. But am I good or evil? I'm good.
Okay,
absolutely.
I'm good too. Yeah. I'm good.
I don't have evil thoughts. I don't have to. I'm
not struggling with them. I let them come to me. Come to me, evil thoughts.
I don't have that.
Oh, you know, it'd be good if this happened.
I don't. Yeah. 67% of people say they're good. 26% went with, I'm neutral.
Oh, neutral.
I'm neutral.
Yeah, I guess maybe I'm neutral. I feel like a bad person sometimes just because of the thoughts I have, but then I'm like, eh, nobody knows. I'm not acting on
okay,
anything.
Well, that's a fair answer. You're being honest. That's a good thing.
I didn't know neutral was one of the options.
Men are twice as likely as women to admit they're evil.
Oh.
And the younger you are, the more likely you are to say you're evil.
Oh. Because evil equals cool. Like, good doesn't equal cool.
Or you've just got, you know, selfish thoughts. Selfishness is often the root of evil, as you just decide, this is what I want, and I'll do what I'm going to have to.
To get it, right.
To get it. And if I have to step on someone's neck, then, you know.
I don't care who I hurt.
I'm very sorry about their neck.
Yeah.
Not really, because I'm going to do it, and I know I'm going to do it.
No regrets. What about Bryn and Nicole? You guys,
Bryn,
both?
Are you good or evil?
I think I'm pretty good.
I'm good.
I think evil thoughts cross my mind. I don't take action on it.
We're all fairly good on this show. We're good people.
I think the evilest thoughts that come to my mind have been on the roadways.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the place where I'll get irrationally upset. And I do hit the button on my dashboard to send off a missile.
Yes. I have one of those too, Vin. Luckily,
I haven't loaded the missile in a while, so it doesn't, you know, fire off.
And push the button all I want, but nothing happens.
No people dead.
Because honestly, everybody makes mistakes in traffic, so you got to forgive those people.
Right.
I always
or
say, oh,
blow them up.
Yeah.
As you drive
right,
by.
Mentally blow them up. John hexes people in the car. Like if someone does something, he goes.
Oh.
And then the kids will go from the backseat. What's going to happen? Oh, they are going to be on a date and have uncontrollable diarrhea. Like he'll hex them with, you know.
Uncontrollable diarrhea?
Yep. You know, he just gives them things that they're going to suffer from later as karmic payback.
This one, speaking of human.
No.
And we were a moment ago. This one might hit close to home. For a long time, where he lived, we used to hear about his neighbor and his neighbor's good times.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The loud banging from upstairs.
Mm-hmm. A person in Brisbane, Australia, who just moved into a new apartment, got a long letter from their new neighbors last week. And because the person, we know because the person posted it on Reddit.
Of course, right.
So here's the note says, quote, "Dear noisy neighbors, your walls are paper thin. We were woken up this morning at 12:30 with the sounds of body clapping, sounding sex with loud moaning and groaning. Please, please, please close your windows when you have sex because it's not sexy at all. If this happens again, we will call in for noise control and we will name and shame your address on the local Facebook group."
Oh.
Of course, this person posted it on Reddit, so they're clearly not worried or concerned about being shamed on Facebook. They go on, the letter writer says, "There are recovering sex and porn addicts living in the apartments next to you who would appreciate that you keep any nudity and sexcapades private like normal, respectful people do."
How nice that they're sex addicts.
Of course.
What do they say? Sex addicts and recovering drug addicts? What do they say?
They say, where did I lost it? Oh, recovering sex and porn addicts.
Oh, so this guy's saying, I'm a recovering sex and porn addict. He's insane.
Which could be them trying to garner more sympathy from the person that lives next door.
Like, I'm listening to you and I was taking myself in hand.
Well, or that's just them trying harder to get a better response by saying, I have a problem.
Like grossing you out by saying,
I really
in the next
need
room.
You to. I don't know.
I've got a cup up against the wall and I'm listening to every single thing. I'm ashamed of it now, but last night it was delightful.
We all have neighbors, but these people, I don't think they're going to get what they want. In fact, I have a feeling the humper is going to be humping away.
Most every day. It's hump day, after all.
I mean, you step your game up at that point, right?
Well, you got to, now you know you have an audience.
Right.
It's kind of hotter. Let's put on a show for these people. Guy's a porn addict.
Or so he or she says.
Let's get him.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of things you guys wrote. LMFAO at John's Hexes. When I wish something bad on someone, it's an itchy middle of your butt.
Oh, well.
That's as far as my evil goes, they say.
Yeah. No, John wishes like full-on public embarrassment.
You know, well, an itchy middle of your butt can be, then you're picking your butt.
Well, at least you could go to the bathroom and take care of that, you know?
Now like you're a butt picker.
If you're having explosive problems in a restaurant while waiting for a drink at a bar.
Now that I think about it, I'm pretty evil.
Oh, yeah? Tell.
Because Vinny brought up the road rage thing. Like, in the past, like, month, I think I wanted to fight twice. I'm like, it's COVID. I don't want to fight anybody. But, like, you know, I was on
Have you ever gotten into a fight?
Oh, yeah. Not recently.
Like, on the side of the road.
In the middle of the street with my car door open. Yeah, absolutely.
What you need? Yeah, that's
this is a long time
ago. That's crazy. That's anger management. That's not necessarily evil. You need to get a handle on that,
my
friend.
Early 20s.
You got to be careful. Prime. In fitness. Trouble for that.
But I mean, recently, you know, riding my bicycle around, people are crazy. And I'm just like, these
it's
people
hard.
Have no
Bikes,
courtesy.
It is so scary on a bike sometimes. Yeah. I take zero chances. My husband's like, get up. He said, I'm like, I'm not getting up there. I can tell that guy's not looking and might be taking a right. I'm not getting up there.
Getting up where?
Just next to them on the right, you know. It's like up somewhere. I'm like, they definitely did not look this way. I'm not doing it. Because you're not supposed to pass anybody on the right on your bicycle because they don't look that way. They're not. It's scary. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. Back to you.
Is that a Scorpio thing, Sarah? I have a lot of evil thoughts, too.
I don't know what it is. I've come to terms with it. As the older I become, the more I'm like, just have your thoughts, Sarah. You don't have to worry about... Now I'm worried about whether or not I'm evil.
415 says, I'm a very good person, but lately I'm thinking of the states that are opening up. Bleep them. I hope they all die. No, that's kind of evil. Yeah, you shouldn't hope people die. You can't call that a good thought.
Yeah. That's okay, though. It's just a thought. You just shouldn't tell us because we just said it on the air. Keep your evil thoughts to yourself and then no one knows you're evil.
As a pastry chef who recently discovered she can't have dairy and now may not be able to have gluten, I can't live without dairy for sure. But fresh baked bread and pasta has been very hard to let go of.
Oh, my God. Imagine that. You're a pastry chef and you're baking this stuff and you can't even taste it because it's going to make you sick. Oh, boy.
I recommend Miyoko's brand vegan cultured butter. It's amazing. That's what we eat at my house.
Is that? And what do you think?
It's
no good.
No, I didn't say that.
You didn't say it out loud, but the hand motion that you made is...
Well, the slicing throat was just me itching. That was just me itching.
This was just that you had an itch that you did with the side of your hand.
It's fine, but because I don't have a problem, I'm going to go with butter on my toast. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. I like butter.
I don't feel like I overeat the butter, so I feel like I'm just going to... When I need it, I want the real thing.
Everything I cook has to have a stick of butter in it. I mean, come on.
You're not lactose intolerant. You're just not a baby cow. Duh. Okay. Well, that's a good point.
We get the lactose-free milk, and it's better, I think, than regular milk. It's not as sweet.
Better tasting, huh?
Yeah, I think it tastes better. John swapped it in a while ago, and I didn't even know we were doing it. And then he got a regular thing of milk. I'm like, God, this milk is so sweet. He goes, yeah, because you've been on lactose-free milk for the last year. It's good. I like. You know what else I tried? Did we talk about this? Coconut milk.
Oh, yeah.
50 calories in a cup. I'm like, oh, my God, this is pretty good. It's fine.
Coconut milk.
Yeah, it was good.
You get all high pitch over coconut milk.
No, I like it. Coconut milk. Oh, my God, coconut milk.
What's coming up on the next trash, Sarah?
Listen to this, Vin. 50 previously unreleased Rolling Stones tracks just hit the internet.
Oh, cool.
It's a freaking kind of a crazy story, and also you might not be able to find them now. I'll tell you the story right after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.